We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth now.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is July 1st, 2012. We're going to be live here on this Sunday transmission for the next 2 hours, Lord willing. Then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay, wow, there is a lot of financial news I want to get to. Also, we have the big heat wave. And Al Gore is out there saying, pay him money and it will fix summer temperatures that have been recorded for hundreds of years this time of year. It is certainly in a cycle, and the earth gets hot, the earth gets cold. They'd have you believe you can pay carbon indulgences to them. We're going to be going over that because they've shut down a lot of power plants nationwide. They've had different electric commissions come out and point this out in the name of carbon taxes, but really it's just used to shut down their competition. People that aren't the insiders. And so there are rolling blackouts in states where they weren't hit by big storms that made trees fall on power lines and things. That always happens. A lot of this is happening because there isn't the power production capacity available anymore during peak times in the winter and the summer. It's just that simple. Devastating heat wave continues from St. Louis to D.C. Power outages drag on in D.C. region. Officials fuming at utility companies send in FEMA to save the day. All FEMA could do was confiscate guns, shut down highways, and not let anybody get aid in. The fire departments all over the country that wanted to come help and police departments. That's all FEMA could do was squat like an obese tick on top of New Orleans for a month. While people's families, you know, old folks died in nursing homes and things, and folks in hospitals. I mean, that's what you do. So to have the utility companies, on average, I'm not defending, a lot of them are big globalist operations using government to consolidate and charge more, but they know how to thread the needle. They know how to deliver power. They know how to get the job done. They know how, when power lines get knocked down all over the place from tornadoes or ice, to get it back up quick. Compared to government, you've got to give me a break. Give me a break. I mean, having government, you know, the Pentagon with trillions and trillions missing and all the rest of it, and the welfare commissions and all of it, I mean, they can't even keep the grass mown at, like, the Austin Health Department locally. I've done a report on that where they're taking people's property. They had 3-inch grass, and they had, like, 3-foot grass. And then here they are lecturing, but that's a side issue. We've got Fast and Furious news as that really comes to a head. Also, Google shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. Google is the NSA. Google is the banker occupational government. That's come out, I told you, 7-8 years ago. Now it's been declassified. And it is racketeering. It is censorship. It is trying to create a monopoly to shut down industries. I mean, they already give top links to their ads, top links to people that sponsor with them. They already pick winners and losers. They already put Amazon up on top. And it's outrageous. And I'm glad that the Texas Attorney General is suing them and needs to sue them more. That story's up at prisonplanet.com. Is that up at Infowars.com? Because that's a very newsworthy article. It's originally from Firearms Blog. And sure enough, we happen to have a Google merchant account, and I was able to go in this morning and look in my email, and we don't really use it, but we have one that sure enough was the notice, came in a few days ago. I couldn't sell a holster. By the way, that's a big business, is accessories, a lot of mom and pops. I couldn't sell a scope. I mean, nothing. In fact, they're saying you can't even sell bird watching scopes because they might be able to hook them onto a rifle. So this is what you get with a government-controlled corporate fascist commie monopoly. I'll explain that as well. The healthcare news, it's all coming up.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial. A lot of new affiliates joining us today. I want to welcome you in places like Virginia and Tennessee and California. I'm going to plug some of those affiliates later in the broadcast when I get the list from Chris in there. And we're also simulcasting, of course, on the internet with the audio streams and podcast at InfoWars.com. The front line, the tip of the spear when it comes to resisting authoritarianism, tyranny, oppression in whatever manifestation it arrives. From the so-called right wing of fascism or the left wing of communism, statism, kleptocracies, oligarchies, we resent control freaks and criminals using government to control populations. And the mega ultra super rich financing class envy, class warfare, and financing crony anti-free market monopoly systems known as crony capitalism. That's the big enemy. And I've got a lot of news on Fast and Furious, huge news on the United Nations saying there's too many people on the planet and putting out a really draconian report calling for authoritarianism to answer overpopulation. That's what the environmental movement is about now, selling tyranny, nothing to do with actually helping have a good earth. We're obviously going to get into the horrible aftermath of the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, and the states are striking back. Rand Paul is leading a charge in the Senate against it, and we'll see if it ever gets repealed. The problem is the big insurance companies, not every insurance company, but the big ones, the big dominant insurance companies owned by the big six mega banks that control the issuance of currency and credit, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. And I've got the numbers right here in front of me from Bloomberg on this. They openly wrote the healthcare plan, and then Elena Kagan for the White House fine-tuned it so she could then go vote for it totally illegally at the Supreme Court. And it turns the IRS loose on everybody and allows them to garnish your wages. And it's already increased the last year and a half since the ruling. Healthcare prices are up over 25%. They're talking about 50% the next year and a half after that. And you saw stocks explode for the big banks and explode for the big healthcare stocks because they wrote it. They want to blame it on commies and liberals. Yeah, that's the big constituent group that'll burn down your city if you don't give them all their welfare checks and food stamps, right at 49 million people on food stamps, a giant dependent population. That's the small clients. That's a small part of the money. Most of it's corporate welfare. So yes, there is that group involved as well. Who are there screaming for some more handouts. And they're given, on average, about 10-15% of the goodies that are stolen. And then the big mega banks, they're all tax-exempt, wrote the tax laws, offshore, paying zero tax in almost every case. Google, 2.5% tax. General Electric, zero tax. General Motors, zero tax. They get $22 billion in bailout money 2 years ago to move the Cadillac and Volt factories to China. This is the crony capitalism. Not just where the big offshore mega banks that control most major corporations, and you can see the interlocking directorate maps that are out there. Guys, pull up that Business Insider Bilderberg map that a researcher put together. I want to show people that, and you're like, I'm a radio listener. How do you show it to me? Well, some folks are watching at prisonplanet.tv, and we like to have a visual record of this. But if you talk about the six big global banks that openly fund world government, openly fund anti-Second Amendment, anti-private property systems, they are all exempt. This is the big secret that mainline right-wing radio won't tell you, and the foundation-controlled left will never tell you. Yes, there is a map of that. You can actually blow it up, start at the center, and then expand out. That's just an example of the 125 Bilderberg Group members and all of their interlocking corporate directorates and the power they have to wield and control society. Now, continuing here, because I'm ranting on this subject, because we need to rant, I have a whole stack of financial news I'm going to get to later after I cover the healthcare situation, Fast and Furious, and the cybersecurity legislation, and new restrictions on the Second Amendment that almost no one is talking about that we're going to be getting into. Starting with Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. They just say, we control the web, we are the dominant force, and we say you don't exist anymore. And who set up Google? CIA grant 13 years ago, InQtel and NSA proprietary spying software was given to them. It was made public. You call it a search engine. It's meant to search keywords, recording and listening to you. Instead, they give you the power to look into the digital crystal ball, but it's looking two-way, reading what you're reading, tracking what you're doing. Total government set up at NSA and NASA bases, taxpayer funded, and then they give the hundreds of billions of profit to select little globalists who then give the money to charity, most of the money that carries out eugenics operations, because this is a worldwide population reduction world government program. Bill Gates is a front. Didn't start Microsoft. IBM runs it. All of it. Google's a front. Apple's a front. I mean, go research this. I've been saying this for 15, 16 years because of my sources and research. Now it's admitted. They're fronts for proprietary DARPA technology that your tax money develops in the universities that is then given to select corporations that are nothing themselves but public-private partnerships to rip you off and create monopolies and shut down their competition. Okay, that's why I'm angry. You want an example of this? Here's Bloomberg. July 1st, 77% of J.P. Morgan's net income comes from government subsidies. 77%. Washington blog, this is up at Infowars.com, has boiled it down. J.P. Morgan's credit rating would be much lower without government backing. As Bloomberg noted last week, J.P. Morgan benefited from the assumption that there's a very high likelihood the U.S. government would back the bank's bondholders and creditors have defaulted on its debt, according to a statement. Without the implied federal backing, J.P. Morgan's long-term deposit rating would have been three levels lower than its senior debt would have dropped two more steps, Moody said. And it goes on to talk about government subsidies, trillions in overall bailouts, not just to them, but their subsidiaries and other groups they're invested in, and the $76 billion profit. In the last 12 months, 77% of that, 77% of $76 billion, this is Bloomberg reporting as well as Business Week, which is now Bloomberg as well, all reporting what I've already told you. I'm going to explain this again. We've had the former head auditor of the Air Force on about this. We've had Walter Burian on about it. We've had him. 76%, this says 77, strange, it's that same number. 76% of all the tax money you pay never goes to pensions or paychecks or roads, whether it's county, city, state, water districts, every agency within government, sometimes hundreds per agency. You know, there's state government that has hundreds of different agencies under it, not to mention federal. 76% now, and this number is about 2 years old, goes to offshore slush funds of narcotics trafficking mega crime syndicates. You understand? 24%. 24% goes into the budget. Now, these are called comprehensive annual financial reports, or CAFRs. Look them up. So there's my point on that issue. You want to know why Roberts voted, even though he was appointed by a so-called conservative Bush? Well, Bush supported the carbon taxes. You know, big federal court ruled last week they're going to keep the carbon taxes going, even though it's going to shut down our economy and China and Mexico and other countries don't have it. That's the name of the game. Shut America down. Pay to ship General Motors overseas. Make 35 million people buy offshore banks insurance and have the IRS enforce it. private taxes. You pay your taxes to the bankers.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up throughout the remainder of the transmission while interspersing important news and information. But the toll-free number to join us here on air is 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number. It's different than the weekday number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, I want to add that caveat. Please give others a chance to get involved on air. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I throw out the first-time caller, unless it was like last Sunday where I took calls from police and military about the Secretary of the Army saying they basically want martial law permanently to just put troops on the streets everywhere and have checkpoints and no due process. And that's in the Council on Foreign Relations current publication, Foreign Affairs, and it's CFR.org. Later, ISSA reveals wiretap docs from DOJ Mole. And again, this actually came out about 3 months ago on our show from Wayne Madsen, and about 3 weeks ago, it came out in the Examiner news site, had a report on it, but now Holder has confirmed it into the congressional record. The Justice Department has now put a shield up around Holder from prosecution after contempt vote. Yeah, how do you prosecute the attorney general? Well, you can still have a grand jury at the state level indicting. That's why we have a separation of powers. If one gets corrupt, the state gets corrupt, the feds come in. If the feds get corrupt, the state comes in. But see, the feds have in the last few decades, well, really since the Civil War, but especially in the last few decades, have said, no, states really don't even exist. And now the UN and NATO, through their puppet Obama, have in different congressional hearings and in public statements and in executive orders, have told Congress that they don't exist, basically. They're ceremonial, and Obama can shut down power plants, he can sign executive orders, he can ban guns, he can ship jobs to China, he can say the UN is in command of our military. By the way, do you need me to play those clips again or read his letter on air to Congress? I can play the Secretary of Defense telling Congress that. If you missed it, just type in, Secretary of Defense tells Congress that NATO and UN give president authority to go to war. I mean, look it up. I've probably played it 20, 30 times. By the way, I have a clip I'm going to play one more time. This is a clip of CNBC a week and a half ago. And this illustrates what's happening with healthcare. It illustrates what's happening with the $34 trillion now it's being reported by Associated Press that's gone in one form of bailout or another, or in the Federal Reserve open window since 2008. Where they say, oh, we're too big to fail, give us unlimited money. Oh, we got to raise your taxes, you're in debt now. Same thing in Greece, same thing in Ireland, same thing in Iceland, same thing in Spain, same thing here. And they tell you, you owe all this money because of the welfare people. That's just their constituents that'll riot if because they're dependent. That's just their caste that you see in front of the curtain. Behind the curtain are the monopoly men. This is so simple. The big, mega, ultra-powerful corporations all live off of government contracts, government-empowered oil cartels, government blockage of oil fields being developed to keep prices up, government shutting down power plants, governments raising taxes and having tax incentives to move offshore. And if that isn't enough, use your tax money to move the factories to Brazil, Mexico, China, and Eastern Europe. That's why I actually went out and bought a Ford. I haven't had a Ford since high school. I had a Mustang. And I went and got one. Not that I even really like Fords, but it's the last company that actually makes something here that didn't take a bailout. But that's a side issue. If you want to know why this healthcare thing happened and why Roberts voted for it, it's because the big money power wanted it. Okay? And imagine, it'd be bad enough to have socialism and just say, we're to give everybody free health care, which will bankrupt everything. But this isn't even that. This is the insurance companies being able to reduce the care you get, control the care you get, even when you have insurance. And this is what even mainline analysts say, but it's back of the paper. Death panels, as they're known. And make 30-plus million people. They debate if it's 33, 35, 36, 37. The point is 30-plus million people buy a product. And if you don't, the IRS comes and grabs your paycheck or your bank account and gives you penalties and interest. I told you 2 years ago it was a tax. Because that's what it is. And it's a tax directly to the corporations. They're trying to even blame the IRS, which is a criminal organization, violates due process, has their own little kangaroo courts, just like family courts are only 100 years old. See, these tyrants just make it up as they go along. And hold her shipping guns and hand grenades into Mexico to demonize the Second Amendment, as Issa came out this week, again, told you 2 years after I told you what was going on. And I'm not bragging. This was all in federal court cases. This was all coming out 2 years ago when the first inklings of Fast and Furious began to leak. We had press conferences of Holder admitting he was running the program and then later saying he never heard of it. He just didn't say the details, but he said Operation Gunrunner, Fast and Furious. Of course he engaged in perjury. Of course he's a criminal. He created a false flag destabilization, thousands dead in Mexico, hundreds dead here, so he could demonize the Second Amendment. And even when he got caught, he went ahead with it. You think any of us are safe with crooks like this running around? Let's go ahead and go to the CNBC clip to explain it. World government run by megabanks, and we're their slaves. And in the four-minute clip, they go through every one of the guests who agree we're slaves of the bankers. And all but one of the guests, there's four of them on the show, agree that we're, well, they all agree we're slaves. Only one says it's not good. They, oh, it's so good to be slaves to a world government run by who? Not by commies, not by Lenin, not by Stalin, not by Hitler, by banks who make the money and credit up out of nothing. Here's that clip.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily because...
All right, let's stop right there. And they go to the next guy. He says, of course we're slaves. My dad last week at his dental office got an intelligence report, is what they call it, so people read it and think it's special. It's all written to deceive. It says for law enforcement only, but all the barbershops and dental offices and stuff get it. And it's a public publication put out with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they've got a big article in there about how evil I am, and I think there's a world government run by banks, and they've got me right next to David Duke. I don't even talk about race issues. This is what they do. But see, because I'm saying it's bad. So millions of publications get mailed out saying I'm the devil. But they can say it and it's good because they say it's good that the bankers run us and it's good we're slaves. Ladies and gentlemen, when I'm at home, I had local CBS was sitting down here by national CBS TV. They wanted to do an interview with me. Not the first of many I've done. Just one of many. And I'm sitting there talking to the interviewer. And he says, when you get home, are you calm or are you all agitated like you are when you're on air? And I said, no, I look at all the news and information, and I tend to get excited and agitated when I'm on the air. And so he's like, show, that isn't the real Alex Jones. And that's kind of like if I walked in and found my wife in bed with somebody and I got agitated, would that be the real Alex Jones, or would the calm Alex Jones be the Alex Jones? No, it all depends on the situation. But I was thinking today about how when I'm calm and focused researching at home, how cogent I am, and I can really articulate my ideas. That's why sometimes on my own little iPhone, I shoot videos that we upload to YouTube that get watched by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, sometimes per video, because I am more articulate when I'm walking down some forest path in a reflective moment and talking. I tend to get in here on air, and I'm just so angry at how obvious this criminal takeover is of our society. And I'm not that smart, and I figured it out. Why aren't other people figuring this out? Why are we allowing things to get to this point? Because the criminals that are in control of our society will keep stealing and robbing and wrecking and shutting down their competition through government until there's no competition left and no jobs left and no prosperity left. And this entire fake environmental movement is pushed not for the environment, but to be an anti-human, authoritarian, power-grabbing system. Here's an example. I saw an article today at prisonplanet.com. I don't know why it wasn't posted on Infowars.com, but I just had it posted there. That is incredible. And that I should talk about for the entire broadcast. But there's just too much happening, and there's your calls. And I read this document. I read this article by Suzanne Posel. And it's written very dry, very professional, very journalistic. And, of course, I'd already seen some of the reports she links to put out by the United Nations and by their think tanks. And they coldly talk about an authoritarian world government they're going to set up and all the horrible things they're going to do to us, and how the elites are going to live in these high-tech, compact, super-tech cities with life extension, and how we're going to live in the wastelands and basically be hunted by their hunter-killer robots. And you're like, well, that sounds crazy. Really? That's what the Rockefeller Foundation says? That's what all of them put out. And they're in control of the world, okay? And they are putting out this horrible future as if they're the good guys just reporting on you what has to be done. But they're the ones actually working overtime to control society and put clamps on it to kill free market and to kill free ingenuity so that their monopolies can take control and set up what they call a neo-feudalistic system. Guys, will you pull up just the standard definition of serfdom or feudalism for folks? I'll give you my definition that's a composite and larger than what the Webster's will be, but it was a system set up in Europe, but also in every other ancient culture, where there's a tiny, quote, nobility that serves a king, and they use poverty and control to keep people on very small pieces of land at a subsistence level so that they can be managed and controlled, and they're not taught how to read or write, and they're basically dumbed down. That's Agenda 21, 2012. It says, serf, a member of the lowest feudal class attached to the landowner by a lord and required to perform labor in return for certain legal or customary rights, which we don't even get now as serfs. An agricultural labor, call it peons in Mexico, under various similar systems, especially 18th, 19th century rule in Eastern Europe, a person in bondage or servitude. Now, a serf is in a feudal system. Let me have the definition of feudalism itself, please. I mean, I just gave you the definition, but the globalists themselves call it neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, the one online is just a boil down. You've got to go to the library to get it. We went and got it at the UT library. It's in my film, The Road to Tyranny, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. A political and economic system of Europe in the 9th about the 15th century based on the holding of all land in the fiefdom or fee and the resulting relation of lord and vassal and characterized by homage, legal and military service of tenants and forfeiture, a political, economic, and social order resembling the medieval system. Okay, now let's just stop right there. The IRS, for the big mega banks who say they've overthrown Europe, they brag and all, I mean, hundreds of publications, they get up, all of them, Von Rumpy, Diamond, Jamie Diamond, and they brag. We conquered Europe. They have big dinners with caviar and giant private jets for each one of them while they tell people that we shouldn't be able to have a car because of the carbon footprint. Prince Charles openly says old people shouldn't take hot baths because it spends too much power, but he literally has over 100 giant palaces, more than 50 aircraft, trains, you know, private trains, everything. You think I'm joking? Just type in Prince Charles says we shouldn't take hot baths or showers for the earth. In fact, that people won't believe it. Look it up for me. Prince Charles says don't take a hot bath. It'll come up. This is, and you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. Of course it's hypocritical. They want you to learn to hate yourself. And I said I'd go to your calls. I'll go to them in the next segment. But the Republicans act like everybody who's rich is good, and anybody that talks bad about the rich, it's class warfare. They're envious, lazy scum. And the Democrats say anybody who makes money's evil and it should all be paid to poor people when they're all working for the same people. The real equation is real people that create new jobs and industries and ideas under the patent system and or art or literature or labor, whatever the case is, through blood, sweat, tears and ingenuity and intelligence, build things. They're good and should be taxed at the lowest possible level because all the major studies, including the Grace Commission report, remember this from Ronald Reagan, where they admit that close to 100% of all income tax goes to private banks. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. Point is, by the way, this isn't just the Grace Commission online. I got the Macmillan Publishing Company, 866 3rd Avenue, New York, ISBN 0-02-074660-1. Guess who I got this from? A high-level IRS person. Of course, I've seen this copied and seen it talked about on C-SPAN and read parts of it in articles, but this is the admission that the tax system was going to destroy our industry and that it was really for big monopolies to shut down America and that you could take all the middle class's money and it wouldn't run the country but for a few months. But that they were going to go ahead with it, basically, because it would give them total power and control. This is the big enchilada. So, big, powerful elites are going after the free market and the little rich and the middle class, okay? And the ultra-rich are allied with the dumbed-down poor, or people who've been disenfranchised, deindustrialized, or wounded in battle, or injured, or whatever it is. The dependents. You understand? And then the system can play the part of tear-jerking, how it's taking care of all the poor, sick people, as it works as hard as it can to make sure you can't get a job. Or the job you get makes you so poor, you're too busy trying to make money and can never in your hierarchy of needs get to a high enough level where you're secure to get involved politically. Social engineering is what it's called.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, you watch us, New World Order. We're watching you. I want to go to your phone calls now. And I know I said first-time callers, but I'm glad that Jim from Missouri called in because he's a police officer. He says, and I think he sounded credible, who called in last week about what's already on the news, that they've got hundreds of giant armored vehicles and even tanks from the U.S. Army from Maryland rolling around all over the town. Regular Army, National Guard, all over the country. They've got weird military checkpoints run by the TSA. This is in the news. And I noticed that YouTube's of the interview, because we're also, you know, filming it, got hundreds of thousands of views in different ways of him just being on a few minutes last week. And people were debating, oh, they're making up tanks in St. Louis. Folks, it's all over the local TV there. Oh, this guy isn't a cop. Okay, well, let's just say he's not a cop. They tell people all the time there will be an event in October. There will be in December. I've seen this for over a decade when they're doing these drills. They want to test and see what police are going to do, what military are going to do. I'm not quite sure why they do that. Well, I mean, I guess I am. It's to see how they react. Look, what we reported last week is now coming out in British news that indeed they're saying they do plan on there being a terror attack. It's Al-Qaeda flying planes into the Olympics. We were telling you that last week. Now it's in BBC, you name it, today. But we're still the bad guys for having a whistleblower on talking about it. You see, this is what we're dealing with. So I think the caller is credible. And by the way, the next day, if your station only carries the Sunday show, we opened the phones to military and police and had more police from St. Louis call in and say, yeah, we're told something big's coming, and confirmed what he was saying. And I mean police with radios going off in the background. I mean, you could tell when a cop calls into the show. Incidentally, I got pulled over by a nice police officer Friday going to visit my grandmother, and he was very nice and let me go. Yeah. Anyway, side issue. Let's just go ahead and go to Jim, and then I'm going to go to Queensland, Australia, Daniel up next after that. Jim... again, the interview got seen by hundreds of thousands, even after millions heard it on the radio show. And the people didn't go look up that there's tanks rolling around in St. Louis. They didn't go look up any of it. A small portion of them, but still said that nothing's even going on in St. Louis. What do you say to that?
Alex, thanks for having me on, man. It's funny that you say that. I had a list of four things I wanted to bring up with you real quick, and the first thing I wanted to say was my interview on your show. I went to the YouTube, looked it up. I was hoping to see a bunch of info warriors talking about coming together and maybe using this information I'm giving them and trying to do something constructive with it. And instead, I see a bunch of either government-paid trolls on there saying I'm faking that you put me up to this, or I see a bunch of, you know, people who are awake, but they still don't want to be fully awake, and they want to say, okay, yeah, everything's real, but they're not going to bring down society. So that's great, because I want to talk to those people. I know you want to talk about the healthcare, but just let me say this, and I'll get off. Alex, those type of people, I can't wait to kick down their door, because when I kick down their door, I know for sure they don't have guns. They don't have weapons, and those are the type of people that every day that I pull over a street patrol, they practically get out the car and get on their hands and knees and beg me not to give them a ticket or take them to jail. And let me tell you something, I'm a good guy, but there's a lot of my brethren that I work with that are just came back from Iraq, that are in secret masons and all this kind of crap. And let me tell you something, when they kick down your door, they're not going to be like me. They're going to use your wife and your children, and they're going to do things to them that I can't even say on the radio show. So you should just pretend I'm not real. That's fine. But you've been warned, and Alex's been saying stuff for 20 years. He's been right. But, you know, we're wackos. But just let me say these other
couple
things.
But listen, there's a reason they swarmed that video. They are paid trolls. It's admitted that billions with a B. I mean, that's in the Washington, Cass Sunstein. It was in the Washington Post 6 years ago that Bush paid, what was it, $19 billion in 1 year for fake news and fake blogs? They were paying radio hosts $250,000 apiece just to have federal takeover of schools with the No Child Left Behind, you know, Armstrong, Williams, all of it. So,
finish saying this, and I'll get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're busy. I just want to finish up the story because I kind of broke down last time, and I'm sorry I did that. But
no, you got the floor. Tell folks what's going on with the tanks right now.
Yeah,
what you've been hearing.
The neighborhood that I'm specifically, I've been practicing in, I don't know if you know this, but there's two big corporations in St. Louis, and I think they run St. Louis. And a lot of the people that occupy this neighborhood work at these corporations.
Monsanto.
And Anheuser-Busch. Monsanto and Anheuser-Busch. And these executives work there. Not only, listen to this, I've been told that these neighborhoods that I'll be guarding, they probably won't even be occupied when this collapse, because these people will be already shipped to a secure location. I think it's underground in the Merrimack Caverns, but hey, I'm just probably a conspiracy nut. The last thing, I just want to move to another point, because the drill ended Friday. They're not doing that anymore, but the tanks are still here, people. Alan Watt, I think he should be on once a week, maybe, I mean, just maybe for two segments. People need to hear you and Alan Watt go at it. I love your banter.
No, I hear you, but listen, the reason they, the reason so many trolls, it was still about only 20%. I mean, because you'll see the votes, you know, 95% agree with us on, say, a YouTube, but then you'll see all the comments attacking us because they're paid. We have tracked their IP addresses on InfoWars because we can go in and, I mean, they don't even hide that it's out of big corporations, Department of Defense, foreign governments. I mean, it's come out that if you criticize Katrina, the Department of Defense would put 100 bloggers, military, on there attacking your site, including with cyber attacks. So again, we're not attacking the military. We're attacking the fact that it's being used domestically like this. They're scared of your phone call. That's why they were swarming and attacking that, to make you feel like, because they're force multipliers, that you're alone. It's like Tokyo Rose. They would have the Japanese outnumbered 10 to 1, buried alive, and they'd still be playing Tokyo Rose, saying the Marines had, you know, had lost and had failed. I mean, Japan had A-bombs dropped on it, and Tokyo Rose was saying that, you know, that that the U.S. was losing. So don't let the fact that the trolls squeak and squawk and do all of that is nothing. But let me just get an update before we go to Australia here. Did you learn anything else? Because, again, just to recap, what did they say was going to happen in October?
In October, the only thing I know is that there's going to be some type of event, and I don't know if the event's going to be in St. Louis or maybe it's going to be some kind of global event that's going to require us to patrol these neighborhoods, and with the neighborhoods, we're going to have air and ground support in conjunction with the local military here. There's a, something called Fort... There's a real close army fort really close to us that's huge, and that they can practice driving these tanks down the streets, and they don't need to practice driving down, you know, these... urban
Listen,
streets.
The absolutely, sir, we posted under your video the Secretary of the Army saying they're going to put regular combat troops in every city to pull triggers on citizens, and still people won't click the link. They say we're lying. They're delusional.
To do that. That's why I said this country's dead, Alex, and I'm sorry to say that, but I mean, you try to tell people this information, and even the people that are awake, I mean, they want to think I'm fake. People, I'm not fake. I mean, if I could give my badge number out, I would.
It's okay, sir. Listen, we understand. I know you're frustrated. It's all right, okay? They'll believe you later. God bless, and I appreciate it. Now, I've seen this before with police and military, though, and call back anytime, Jim. Good to hear from you. I've seen this over and over again. They are getting ready probably to have a war going with Syria and Iran by then. I mean, it's admittedly on the front burner. May happen, may not happen. I mean, I can't tell you how many times family I've got that's in the military, including officers in the Army. They're told, you are going to be going into Iran. You are going to be going, and it doesn't happen. So if there's a 50-50 they're going in, they're told, get ready, you're going. I mean, that's just how it is. That's like a fire department gets a call. They're told there's a fire. They're loaded up. They're going to a fire. It turns out to be a false alarm. You know, some kid, you know, prank called. Doesn't matter. They're still in the fire truck going down the road. So, again, I'm not saying anything's going to happen in October, but the global... Listen, Larry Summers was in the Washington Post 2 weeks ago saying we're probably going to have a total global meltdown. No amount of trillions will prop up the derivatives that these scam artists created. Because you got a bunch of scam artists, these big banks that were creating all these derivatives, they wanted to be the biggest dog in town. So Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, all these big groups created individually hundreds of trillions apiece. Bank of America's got hundreds of trillions of made up garbage. Goldman Sachs does, all of them. And so it will melt down. Something is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be October or 2 years from now. They can kick this down the road a long time. But government isn't running around getting ready for martial law worldwide for nothing. Okay? Okay? This is real. Second hour, stay with us, coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is a short little five-minute segment. I want to mention a few of the other things we've got, then we're going to come back and go to Daniel in Queensland, Australia. Then we'll go to Carl, Jason, Mike, Marsha, Angie, Aaron, Don, and others. But I got to tell this story. I'll tell it now just briefly. I'm going to my grandmother's. I've picked up some food. My wife and children are meeting us over there. You know, she's close to 90 years old. And I get off on the highway during rush hour, still rush hour, at like 6:37 at night. And I got the food I just picked up. And I realize they've changed the highways around. And I'm like, oh, look right there. There's the, you know, the dirt where everybody just drives right over, back over to the other side. And the cop instantly, I pull over. I'm about to cut out in traffic. And once there's an opening, pulls up, runs up and starts yelling, what are you doing on my medium? And he said it. I mean, it was literally like I was having flashbacks to watching Westerns or something. What are you doing, boy, in my town? And I was looking at him just because he said my medium. And I said, I'm going to my grandmother's. I said, I'm going to go pick her up a prescription and I'm going to bring her this food. And he goes, oh, Alex, hey, well, it's probably dangerous for you to get, you know, go back over there, go back over this way. And so he nicely let me go and didn't give me a ticket. But the point is, then I'm talking to one of the crew members who's driving back from visiting family a while back at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he pulls over. What are you supposed to do when you're driving through the middle of the country? Goes over, pees behind a bush. Cop pulls him over after he's already left and says, what are you doing peeing in my road? Well, I mean, you know, this is what I'm talking about. Foreign banks can rob and rape and take everything and engage in whatever crimes they want. Somebody's calling me over and over and over again. Oh, it's my wife calling. Hold on a second. Hello, I'm on the air. Hey, honey. Okay, well, listen. I'll call you back. I'm on the radio right now, okay? Anyways, that's one of my daughters calling me. But the point is, the police officer wasn't a mean person. Even if he gave me a ticket or whatever, I wouldn't have said he was mean. It just shows the attitude that it's their road, their country, their world, and we're peons. And I get the point of, you know, driving over one of those side roads that everybody uses. I understand it could cause wrecks, whatever. The point is that the police drive however they want everywhere. In fact, recklessly quite a bit. And, you know, I don't chase them down and write down their badge number and try to get them in trouble and stuff because there's a lot of bigger fish to fry. And I wasn't even going to tell that story till one of the crew just told me, what are you doing peeing in my road, was the response. And, I mean, I don't even know what I'm supposed to say here. It's so crazy that you pull off in the countryside when there's not a gas station, but every 20, 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles, he was telling me where he was driving from. And even if you do, if it's 2 a.m, they're closed. Their bathrooms are closed. Where are you supposed to urinate? I mean, it's just like we're total slaves. We're white glove inspected. And that, of course, is the old military thing when you're going to cadet school where they'd come in and check the light bulbs, check under the tables with a white glove. Look at that dust, boy. You're going to be, you know, running 5 miles and doing 500 push-ups and cleaning the mess hall and scrubbing the toilets. What's your problem? And you're treated like this. And then everyone kisses the rump of government. And the reason they want this attitude out there, like we're the citizens at the drill instructor, you know, first day at the academy, is because this is how the culture is shifting. And let me tell you, the Austin police compared to New York or something are very professional and very nice. But it's like, what are you doing in my median? What are you doing in my, oh, hi, Alex. Oh, well, you, and it was ridiculous. But I mean, because the guy's saying, what are you doing? It was like a drill sergeant. What are you doing in my medium? What are you doing? And I was actually just sitting there rolling the window, just like, what? It was actually pretty entertaining because I was just like, this country, what am I doing? In fact, I would rather be yelled at and get a ticket, but I guess that's what happened. But I mean, come on. Okay. After you've arrested all the bankers and the child molesters and people, if you want to yell at me and give me a ticket for driving off the medium, then go ahead, okay? But until then, leave us alone. Come on.
We
we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go straight into your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into a new vicious attack on the Second Amendment. Who needs laws anymore? We're going to get into how they're going after the Second Amendment coming up at the start of the next segment and tied into the latest on Fast and Furious. Also, we're going to get into some of the numbers on Obamacare. More debt, more implosion, more taxes paid directly to insurance companies enforced by the IRS. By the way, the IRS lets the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, all these organizations that demonize good Americans and mix them in with unsavory people, guilt by association, media matters, publicly run by the White House, publicly in meetings every week with them, demonizing alternative media and libertarians and conservatives. They all get to be tax exempt. I'm not tax exempt. You're not tax exempt. But the IRS is now going after libertarian and conservative tax exempt political groups. And Republicans never do stuff like this when they're president. You can say what you want about them, but they just let all the little globalist organizations run around. You know why? Because at the top, they're with them as well. Just like Roberts voted for health care. That's exactly what's going on here. Scam care, IRS care. There's no end to this. There's no end to this. We're going to be going over all that. Right now, let's go to Daniel in Queensland, Australia. What are you calling in about today, and what time is it over there in the land down under?
Hey, buddy. How you going? It's around 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Good morning.
All right.
Yeah, mate. Yep. Yeah, good morning. And you're a legend, mate. I love you. Listen to you over here, and I'm spreading the word over here big time, so keep up the good work.
We get a lot of traffic and a lot of calls and letters and everything from Australia. That's probably one of the biggest listening audiences we have outside of the United States. Great people over there being overrun by tyranny. In fact, I've been wanting to ask Aussies. Well, first, you talk about what you called in about, but then I want to talk about it's on the news over there. If you criticize carbon taxes that went in last week, you get arrested or a 1.1 million Aussie fine. So I want to get your take on, or better not, you might get arrested. Ooh, freedom. But what'd you call in about, sir?
Yeah, carbon tax was one of the issues that actually rang in about. I'm looking at a news.com.au article this morning saying life goes on after carbon tax, Gillard. And she's going day one, the carbon tax in the sky hasn't fallen yet. Well, yeah, obviously, it's only day one, you know. $23 per ton of carbon emissions. Carbon makes up 90% of the planet or something like that. So,
and it allows them to tax. Well, I mean, notice it doesn't fully implement until next year anyways. So you're not allowed to criticize it, though you're breaking the law right now. But you, tell us about the sniveler. Give us the headline. We'll put it on screen telling you that the sky didn't fall.
Yeah, well, it goes on further to say that 294 electrical generators and other companies have been affected by this. So I've been saying to people, you know, that's your electricity, which stores your food, any of your products that get put onto your food, like fertilizer and things that produce carbon, everything is going to go up in price. And people...
Wait a minute. The head carbon cop, as he calls himself, was quoted in all the big newspapers saying, we've got spies on the street and in cafes, and if they hear you say prices are going up, you're not doing what this little petty Stalin tells you to do? You mean you're daring to have free speech that your ancestors always had? You mean you don't want to live in North Korea?
Absolutely. Oh. What else I think strange is they say that it's a carbon tax shifting to an emissions trading scheme in 2015. So what's the point of that? What are they, a bit short on revenue right now, and they just need a few bucks to boost the coffers? You know what I mean?
Well, what happened is the Rothschild, and actually look it up, folks. You can type in Rothschild's own carbon exchange in London. It's the big one. The mercantile's big. Obama owns part of that with Al Gore in Chicago. That you were going to have to buy it from them, but it collapsed. Nobody would buy it because no country would implement except for Australia and Canada. And California has done it as well. So we're the idiots. The U.S., Australia, we're not idiots. We have criminals running us. And so for now, it'll just be a tax, and then they'll pay the bankers through banker bailouts your money. But the bankers want that direct tax. They don't want to have to just make the IRS get the health care money and make you buy the health care from them. They don't want to just... Go ahead.
The Rothschilds got enough money, mate, don't you think? Like, they've been taking money, our tax dollars, since World War II. So I think Lord Rothschild's worth around $500 trillion or something like that. Absolutely ridiculous that these people would need to take more money from us.
There's a reason the Rothschilds are the richest people in the world, as was just found in a recent court case. They sued somebody that said that, and then they lost the lawsuit.
You take one look at him. Take one look at him in his cheesy, fake grin. He's absolutely fake.
Oh, you got to be, absolutely. But did you see the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago that the Rockefeller and Rothschild fortunes just merged 2 weeks ago?
No.
I'm going to put it on screen. You know why?
Everything's going to hell in a handbasket around here.
Here's the headline. Rockefellers and Rothschilds unite. You know why? The Rockefellers have always been a Rothschild front, and David isn't doing too well. He wasn't at Bilderberg this year. He's like 96. And so the Rothschilds have had all the Russian oligarchs they controlled hand the wealth over to him and admit they were front men. The Rockefellers are having to admit they're front men. The Rothschilds are like, okay, we rule it all. How do you like it?
look at these guys, Alex. These guys are ancient. They're at death's door. What do they care? They've got their millions. They've got everything they want. Why do they even care about what's going to happen after they die? Why?
Because they hate you, and it's all about control. Let me ask you this. Are other Australians...
I think it's coming up. I think they're really working towards World War III here, mate.
Seriously, they are.
Honestly, I think they want to do a cull. I think they're looking around, and they're going, there's too many of these peasant animals running around, and we need to do a cull. And it's what we do over here when kangaroos get out of control. The farmers go out and they do a cull and they shoot.
Well, that's actually what Prince Philip wrote twice in a book, If I Was an Animal. He wrote the foreword to, and in Reuters interview, he said we want to cull 80% of the useless eaters, which is a Hitler term. But let me ask this question in the time we've got left. Are other Aussies daring when the government points their finger at you and says you have no free speech, when you pay more for everything, you shut up or we'll arrest you, you sit here and let us take everything you got, scum? When they sit there and tell you that, are others daring to talk back to their new political commissar masters?
I've gone up and talked to members of parliament when I've seen them out, you know, before elections and things, doing their little get around and things like that, and talk to them about it. And
oh,
you know, they'll put down people like Monckton and yeah, that, but you're entitled to your free speech. You're still entitled to bag it out and say what you like to say about it. I think it's more if you own a business.
That's the spin. But see, a business has free speech. Exactly. They're saying a business can't say, sorry, the mutton went up because the carbon tax on sheep flatulence. But I mean, that's why it's happening. So it's them today. It's you tomorrow.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely disgusting, mate. I've gone and talked to them, and they basically laugh it off. They laugh off everything. They call people like Lord Monckton a crackpot. It's funny. I go up and I talk to my local people around here, and I say to them, "Have you heard of Alex Jones?" And I give them stickers and things like that, and say, you know, go check this guy out. You know, see what he has to say. And they always say, "Oh no, I've never heard of you," but I guarantee they have. You know what I mean?
Well, listen. Here's the deal. They're calling us kooks and all this. We're destroying their UN takeover. Their carbon tax is dead. All over the world, their plans are melting down, in their own words.
Don't worry, mate. We're winning. We're all talking to each other over here. 90% of Australians don't want this carbon tax. And in the next election, the opposition leader, Mr. Abbott, Tony Abbott, he's said that he's going to recall the carbon tax.
By the way, that's what I was about to say. I've seen the polls, 85 to 90% are against it. So they're the kooks. Here is this minority kook telling you you're a kook when they're supposed to be your servant. They're scum. I appreciate your call. Final comment.
Thanks for everything you're doing, mate. I appreciate it. I did want to ask you one question real quickly. Where is Tangy Tangerine manufactured? I can't find that out anywhere on the internet. I know there's different parts of it that come from all around the place, but I just can't find out the country of origin, that's all.
The United States.
I've been on it. Great, mate. I'm feeling awesome. I'm losing weight. So is my girlfriend. I got to thank you for that. It's brilliant.
InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you so much. Next time I have Wallach on, we'll break that down. But it's California. We're going to come back with Carl and others. I'll move quicker. Straight ahead. Okay, I'm going to go right back to your calls. I'm trying to hurry through them. But in the last few decades, we've seen newspapers with the policy to not take gun shop ads as if guns are bad. Whether it was police or citizens or hunters buying guns. You've seen the different online sites not take the ads. You've seen cities try to pass laws banning gun shops in their city limits. We've seen all of this et nauseum done over and over and over and over and over again. Now, Google is different because it now, one way or the other, controls around half of the advertising online and where people go and what happens. And that's why you've got the Attorney General of Texas suing them over their search results and monopolistic practices. It's just outrageous that they're able to basically get away with all of this. But now Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessory results. It's the top story at Infowars.com in the featured news area. Actually, it's the second story. No, it's the first. I was correct the first time. They're in the featured news area. And it's got the announcement, and it's got the fact that they're telling them holsters, scopes, ammo, clips, you don't sell it. It says you don't have it in your advertising feed or you're not allowed to be picked up by the Google search. So controlling information, and they've already been caught with Amazon and others, where your results won't even show up. In fact, they delisted InfoWars and Prison Planet a few years ago from news. People always go to the web feed and go, we see you there. Alex is lying. The news feed, you know, it says shopping, maps, web, all those areas. You know, the one that says news, our articles aren't there unless other news groups, which they do, pick up our articles we write that are award winning. I mean, we've won Project Censored Awards. I've been featured by Nightline, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, New York Times. You name it, I've been in it. LA Times, Vanity Fair, GQ, all of it. You name it, we've been in it. We don't count, though. It doesn't matter if I have 15 million listeners a week. It doesn't matter if I have 3 million a day. Sunday show's got about 1.5 million on AM and FM, about 500,000 on the internet. And sir, that's before YouTube, folks, and you know, millions and millions of views that way. I mean, but no, I don't exist. Google says that, oh, we're this open, free thing. People say, well, they're a corporation. You know, let them do what they want. Oh, yeah. Let Walmart lobby the government to put laws in place so that U.S. corporations can't operate and build things here so they can have monopolies with the Chinese government leadership. I have an article about that today. Raw story. China blocks Xi web searches after Bloomberg report how the vice president has made $376 million off making people give him contracts, basically, to be able to operate in the country. That's just blocked now off of all the search engines. And who helped build that firewall over there, the great firewall of China? Microsoft. This is censorship, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't want you knowing that. And now Hillary says that Obama is going to sign an executive order. Said this a few months ago, got almost no attention, implementing the new treaty. The new treaty to ban all civilian ownership of firearms under the UN. Congress ratifies a treaty, and if it violates the Constitution, it's null and void, Marbury versus Madison. And that's the new thing. Last year, the ATF said, we will ban 63% of shotguns made in the last decade if they're bottom loading. If you can bottom load, they can be converted to carry clips, which is not a legitimate sporting function. That was the ATF announcement. Guys, type in ATF to ban shotguns. It'll be their own press release. They're back this year talking about it. No judge, no jury, no Congress, no law. They say shotguns are for sporting only when the Second Amendment's there for defense of your family against tyrants and common criminals. And by the way, the ATF told gun shops last year to do all this new reporting and stuff that wasn't law. This is the new model where they just do it with executive orders. Okay, I am going, guys. I'm getting a feed here. It's the weirdest thing. I've never gotten a feed like this. I hear somebody talking in there. Okay, great. I was blasting. All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls. But, I mean, there is that news that, we're just going to block you out of the search engine. Just altogether, you don't exist. This is the same thing the communist Chinese do. And it's like, oh, well, just don't use Google. Google is the government. It was funded. It was created by the CIA. Okay, it spies on you. Its whole motto of don't be evil is a sick joke, okay? People say, well, then don't use it. It has become the internet. It has become the marketplace. And they're building all these back doors. Google has been caught with thousands of trucks driving around Europe and the U.S. and Canada with masked, illegally stealing your passcodes and data. In fact, folks won't believe that. Type in Google caught stealing passcodes. And I mean, it was like Reuters AP. And no one got in trouble because it's a government institution. The government spying illegally, so is Google. Google, you're a bunch of dirtbags. Your whole cover of hippies drinking beer and playing pinball at your headquarters, those are your fake front customer service development headquarters. Your headquarters is at NSA and that new NSA snooping center they're building up by Salt Lake. You know, that million-acre thing. You know, I mean, that monstrosity or whatever it is. Oh, my God, 100,000 acre, whatever it is. I just get out of my life. Get out of my life, you monopoly people. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. You're on the air, Carl. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you my personal experience about how a lot of Americans that I know that are so brainwashed by the New World Order. I'm an American. I'm a convert to Islam. I've been Muslim for about 12 years. But I'm not Al-Qaeda. I don't believe in suicide bombing. I'm a big Rumble supporter.
You're not the Al-Qaeda being publicly funded by NATO to take over Libya and Syria?
No. I'm a Prison Planet member. I love Ron Paul. I love freedom and liberty. I just want to live my life and, you know, just be left alone, you know?
Sounds pretty evil.
So a lot of Americans that I know that aren't Muslim, that they know that I'm Muslim, right? So when I try to talk to them and teach them about the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the IRS, the CFR, the Bilderbergs, pretty much your message and Ron Paul's message put together, I swear to God, these people literally tell me to shut up and stop preaching to them my Muslim or the Muslim propaganda, that this is all this information is coming from Muslims.
Here's the deal. It's fun to be, for 50 years, we've been taught all Muslims are the devil, and in all these Hollywood movies, the bad guy's a Muslim and all this, and the good guy takes him out. And so, the real Al-Qaeda actually killing people, that's globalist run on record. You know, that's even in Fox News now. That's supposed to be ignored, though. It's the fun of feeling superior and saying that you're bad is what matters to them. And they like it on CNBC when they say foreign banks rule you. You're a slave to global governments. They're like, oh, I like a foreign banker taking money out of my bank account with banker bailout. I like that. That's fun to be a slave to foreign banks. But how dare anybody talk about it? I want the foreign banks to take all my money and to destroy my life. But remember, those people never count. Let them sit there. Okay, we got 2 segments left. I'll be back tomorrow with a bigger 3-hour show and a bunch of guests and your calls. You know, the 4th of July, we celebrate that because that's when they signed the Declaration of Independence and took action against tyranny. And I will read on July 3rd, we're taking off July 4th, as I know most of you are, to engage in the pastimes of cheeseburgers and fireworks out at the lake with the family to enjoy what little of America's left. But my point is that everything in the Declaration of Independence, if you read that, that's what the government's doing again today. And it's so incredibly criminal. $2 trillion, $2.4 trillion, if you want to be technical, CBS News, Associated Press, was stolen out of the Pentagon in the 8 years Bill Clinton was in charge of it. I have the congressional hearings, all of it. Just look it up. That guys, type that in for people watching. Radio listeners, you type it in. People are watching at prisonplanet.tv. Just type 2.4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Well, actually, you have the CBS newscast. We even have the newscast in there on the computer. The point is that this is big business robbing things. And of course it's now coming out. Like Wayne LaPierre has come out and said, looks like Fast and Furious involves drug dealing by the government. Of course it does. And that's how we're going to get America back, is by the NRA getting hardcore. Because if reality's hardcore, you've got to get hardcore. The War on Waste, CBS Evening News. September 10th, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war, not on foreign terrorists, the adversary close to home, the Pentagon bureaucracy. And it goes on to talk about $2.3 trillion. It was $2.4 trillion a few months. So I was going from reality, I said 2.4, excuse me. But again, they say, oh, transactions they can't track. It turned out almost all that was stolen over 8 years. And by the way, you think it stopped when Bush got in? It was over $4 trillion when he left. It's the bureaucracy. They do whatever they want. You know how I had Serpico, the famous cop on, the only cop on the force that couldn't be bought? It came out in court. Everybody was getting envelopes of cash. Those were just the grazers. The meat eaters were killing people and running the drugs themselves. That's the really corrupt cops. We don't want to live like that. And that's all corrupt government is. A microcosm of a corrupt police force is what a tyranny is. And Mexico's got one. You don't want to live there. North Korea's got one. You don't want to live there. Okay, this is not good for anybody in the final equation. Oh, it's fun to be corrupt if you're stealing when the country's still prosperous. We're not prosperous. We're on our deathbed politically, financially, spiritually. And I love this country. It's a wonderful nation with an incredible history. And I love this nation. You know, my family came over on both sides on the Mayflower. It was in the Texas Independence, the whole nine yards. I'm as Americana as it gets. And I am so sick of globalist criminals attaching world government and empire and banker dominion to America and putting our flag on it, where we're hated worldwide, and then Americans have a sick pride in the empire like it's ours. We pay for it. We don't get the booty. At least in the British Empire, the Brits got some of the spoils. You don't get the spoils. You don't get the spoils. I mean, sure, they gave U.S. military envelopes. Even privates got about 30 grand. The tens of billions shipped in on those big pallets. I talked to family. I talked to other people. Colonels get millions. Generals get tens of millions. To be corrupt, though, now they're compromised. So they'll go along with this. Folks, this country is so corrupt, it would make your head spin. I spend all my time researching this, and I can't articulate in words how bad it really is. And now the corrupt ruling elite plan to go to an authoritarian, oppressive, martial law-style system to continue their power in the collapse they precipitated with all their stealing and thieving. There's no way out of this but to bring these people to justice. It is the only hope that we have. Okay, I'm done ranting. Let's go to your calls. Jason, Mike, Marcia, Angie, Aaron, Don, what's the best order? Who's the oldest caller here? And I'll go to whoever's first. Okay, top to bottom, good. As soon as they get mixed up. Jason in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thank you so much for holding.
Alex Jones, I want to tell you something. You woke me up in 2008, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for you.
Well, I thank you. I mean, listen, folks, please don't thank me. We're all in this together. I'm trying to survive here.
All right, Alex, just let me say this really quick. I have a message for you. Alex, I'm a fellow Christian. We both know that there is only one info war, and that is getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone we can. And guess what, brother? You're doing that every day. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I agree that this has happened because we've all become immoral, myself included. As George Washington said, only a moral Christian country will be able to protect these liberties. And just the corruption of being lazy, just the corruption of all of us are corrupt in one way or another. So I'm not on some high horse here. I mean, to be a human is to be fallen. But
You're right. People that beat folks over the head with the Bible, that runs people off. But you look at this mark of the beast, this world government, all this stuff coming down on us, it'll make you get religion. Anything else, Jason?
Yes, Alex. You, for you to say that you're corrupt, it makes me laugh. The majority of this planet is in a totally, complete blind state. You are bringing light, my brother, and your reward's in heaven. I love you.
Well, I love all of you out there as well. Thank you for the call and those kind words. What I'm saying is I do have a lot of light. I do have a lot of discernment, and so I know what I am. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, they say if you think it in your heart, that's pretty much doing it. And I think, somebody cuts me off in traffic, and I think about beating their brains out. That is not good, because the thought could be acted on. I've got to get myself where I don't do that. But you're right. Most people are completely delusional, have been given over to delusion, and have no idea what's going on. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this. When you're awake, it's like all around you. You see it everywhere. And then for people, that's why the propaganda of the New World Order seems so silly and childlike. I mean, I saw the White House publicly funded and run George Soros group, Media Matters. I saw like 500 articles a few weeks ago saying there are no drones, and there's no plan for drones, and I'm a big liar and all the rest of it. And then I ran across Media Matters. They were the ones that originally put it out. And they act like a public watchdog group that are nonpartisan when they're run by the White House. That's come out. Just look it up. And they have weekly meetings with the president and all the rest of it. And even their own commenters. In fact, I meant to guys, remind me tomorrow to show their own article. Of course, they may expunge it by then. But it's demonizing me and saying I'm a liar and everybody else is a liar. And Megyn Kelly or whatever her name was, Fox, is an idiot. They're saying that. And then almost every one of their commenters is like, hey, this is Big Brother. You know, we're losing our rights. We're being spied on. There are drones. I saw one in my town. You know, my governor said they're using them. They arrested a guy out of his farm the other day, with one of these. Wait a minute. No, these drones are real. So the mainline liberals who usually drink the Mao Zedong Kool-Aid aren't even buying it anymore. That's what I'm saying here. I mean, listen, folks, this is bad for all of us. 98% of us, this is going to be bad for. 99.9%. Let's jam another call. Mike in Seattle, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for quite a while.
Well, that's good, because I shouldn't have gone to you right now. I'm going to come right back to you after this break. I apologize. Final segment straight ahead. I'm so many years doing radio on the weekday clock, noon to 3 Eastern. I am got that so in my mind that I forget we have like 10, 11 minute segments here, and then I'm always going to callers when I shouldn't be. So we're going to come back to you in the final segment. Mike, Marcia, Angie, Aaron, and Donna, I'll at least get to those calls straight ahead. And there's a bunch of other news I didn't get to, but I covered a lot of it. Roberts is making jokes saying he's got to live in Malta, an impregnable fortress, after his vote. Ha ha ha. I mean, look, again, appointed by Bush. What a joke, ladies and gentlemen. The health care bill is the opposite of constitutional, and the IRS will now shake you down for the money. Hope you enjoy it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we always watch the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. Lower right-hand corner is the incredibly important article. Google Shopping censors all gun ammo and accessory results. That just went up there, so out of the folks over there. And I told Paul Watson, I just called him over in England because he was the first to post that article from firearmsblog.com. And I was like, Paul, this should be in features on our website. This is a big deal. And of course, he's great. I'm the same way. We're so bombarded with this tyranny that we tend to not even realize how serious things are. I mean, I know that's an understatement, but we're all being acclimated. I mean, take this article. I've got to cover this. I've got to read this and print the Polestar Project, the UN climate research of group's findings, because this writer for Prison Planet did a great job, Suzanne Hazel. Her site, and I'm going to your calls, is Occupy Corporatism. And she links to these UN-funded NGOs and groups that are calling for a world police state, basically, and all these horrible draconian activities. And then the headline is, UN asked how many people could live on the planet Earth. The real headline, if you actually really, really wanted to see, we don't want to be tabloid-esque, but reality is so much more sensational. So we always tend to downplay things. People think, oh, this show's exaggerating. No, we're not. It's like that caller from Australia. He goes, well, I walk up to members of parliament and tell them I don't want the carbon tax. 90% of us don't want it. And I know he was telling the truth. I've seen the polls. I follow what happens over there because it's a bellwether. And he goes, no, no, it's just shop owners aren't allowed to say that's why prices went up. Yeah, exactly. You get arrested or fined. And it starts with them. That's their free speech, too. They need to put on the bill that's why it went up. Everything with the globalists is about hiding taxes, why most people have money taken out of their paycheck so they don't really ever see the money. Try being an actual business person who has a bunch of employees. It's hellish, the taxes, okay? All these fines and fees and... Texas has a sales tax, folks, but Texas also has income tax for businesses. It's a business tax, and they've got a hospital tax, and they've got these sniveling inspectors. And this is not Texas anymore, let me tell you. This state is changing. I love my state, but, boy, I tell you, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Mike in Seattle, thanks for holding. Now you're on the air.
All right, thanks, Alex. I've been trying to figure this out for a while. I heard Tarpley on your show the other day, and you said a few things about him being hung up on some kind of feel-good, big government fantasy. But I'm thinking to myself, the only thing that can possibly put these international bankers out of London under control and get them out of our money supply is the federal government, the U.S. federal government.
But the federal government is so full of crooks, we'll just trade out the foreign bankers for them. I mean, they share power. They helped build this corrupt system since 1913.
Well, the Federal Reserve needs to go, but it needs to come back under a U.S. bank in the similar one that we had under Alexander Hamilton and similar types of federal...
People say to me, well, wait, you have on Ron Paul who supports gold and silver backed, and you have Tarpley who wants a U.S. bank. That's so everybody can hear all the options and have a debate about it. Monetary education. It doesn't mean I endorse either one. We need to get the public to know how to tie their shoelaces economically first.
I really respect Ron Paul's position on keeping the U.S. forces in out of harm's way and on these ridiculous imperial war missions. But when it comes to the money, I think that I remember there was a time after the Specie Resumption Act, one of my ancestors was in Civil War vet marching out of Chicago in Coxey's army on Washington, D.C., and that was the reason why there was so much dissatisfaction with the economic collapse in the country at that time was due to the Specie Resumption Act. So when I hear, you know, bringing back the gold as the back of the currency, well, what that means is who controls the gold controls the currency.
No, it's a great point, and I mean, that's why we carry film, you know, dealing with gold and silver, and, oh, what's the name of it? It's named after the filmmaker actually named it after something I told him on air years ago. It's funny, I can't remember the name of it, and I actually named the film. It's called Something Oz. It's at InfoWarsShop.com, and it breaks all that down. The Secret of Oz. There you go. I named it, and I can't remember it. Marcia in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I know everybody's been yammering about health care, but were you aware the president signed another executive order on Monday? And it is very, very bizarre. And there's been no coverage of it. And apparently... he declared a national emergency. So I'm not sure why the networks haven't picked this up.
No, I've covered it, ma'am. I've covered it twice. But, I mean, there's so much chatter going on, mainly from me, that you may have missed it. They always announce a new emergency every year since the War Powers Act of 1913 and our precious Roosevelt, who made everybody turn their gold into him, and then he gave it to the foreign banks. Of course, my great-grandfather up in Dallas, who owned the first Chevy dealership up there, he didn't turn his in. And so he but side issue. It just shows how incredible all this has gotten. Yes, Obama has a new executive order. It's at whitehouse.gov.
Russian highly enriched uranium. We don't think now they think the Russians.
Well, I mean, just saying that the Russians and that Eastern Europe has highly enriched uranium leaking out, that just allows them to say, since we're in a crisis, we can ignore the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you know, when we take your family farm.
Right. Right. It just seemed to me that just the timing that now they're blaming the Russians for taking down the Syrian jet fighter.
Now the Pentagon has come out and said they think the Russians helped shoot that down. I mean, this is all barreling towards very serious conflict, and Vladimir Putin has threatened to nuke the United States, Eastern Europe, so is Medvedev, and so it's just huge escalation. Let's go ahead and talk to Angie in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I want to talk real quick about the Obamacare, but since you just addressed the Second Amendment and some of the issues going on with that, I have a real quick T-shirt and bumper sticker idea for you. You know how the T-shirt with the rifle on it that says, come and take it? Well, I'm thinking about a T-shirt or a bumper sticker with a rifle on it that says, because my rights are not up for a vote. I think that that might clear up some confusion that people have. They think that our Second Amendment is about sporting and whatnot, and it's not.
Well, here's the problem. Kurt Nimmo wrote a great article earlier in the week that the Obamacare sets a very dangerous Second Amendment precedent, and the ATF and Hillary agree. I mean, they're saying under the Unideer Treaty that says all small arms are first to be registered and then banned, that they want the abolition, quote, of civilian ownership of firearms because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, I think a power monopoly of the state, a.k.a. North Korea, is not legitimate. And folks don't understand. I mean, they're hurdling. The globalists don't care if a bunch of military and cops get killed enforcing this. They want a civil war. In fact, they're looking forward to it. The only way out of this is for grand juries to start indicting people. We did it to Bernie Madoff. His brother just got convicted. We can go after all these people. But there's this new Americana love of bureaucrats and love of bankers and love of government. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Let me play this one more time. Again, all over the news, they're saying we're run by foreign banks. Global government's good. We're slaves. It's good. Here's CNBC saying how great it is to be a slave. One more time.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
He goes on for three more minutes going, oh, we're slaves to world government, but it's a good thing. They know best. Folks, they're only getting away with this because the public is ignorant, because the mainstream media has made sure. But not even really that. It's in the financial publications that most of the money these big banks make is government money, government contracts, administering the welfare, bailouts. And that these banks then are predatory, putting in regulations that they're exempt from to shut down their competition. The big mega banks fund the communism and socialism because they're offshore exempt from it. They funded Lenin. They funded Hitler. Look it up. The monopoly men against us. And they will cause a civil war unless we get the truth out about them. America's still a great country. We can reverse this. See you back tomorrow. High noon, Central 11.